Welcome to Nothing Venture, Nothing Game. I'm your host with the most, your GM Jared. And I'm going to toss this over to our resident MC who has rhymes and announcements. Resident MC Jeff, take it away.
All right. Two feet on the ground, skills in the stratosphere, battle gear. When enemy comes, he gets him out of here. It's Steve.
Yo. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Like a lobster, get poached, squashy like a roach. Smooth sin, want to win, better put him in, coach. It's Fabio.
Nice. Yo. What up, party peoples?
Complex, nefarious, look who's the scariest. Gregarious, total his kills, it's hilarious. It's Zach.
Ooh, that was a good one.
Smooth like slope gradient, portrays the radiant. Tops on all fours because I score at the Palladium. It's Jeff.
Hey!
For anybody who remembers the Palladium.
I remember the Palladium.
You made a huge mistake. Yeah, you know you did. I'm sending it back to you, GM Jared. All right. A couple quick announcements.
And now back to Jeff.
All right. A bunch of us here were at the Long Island Tabletop on April 6th and 7th.
Woo!
Steve is actually wearing the shirt.
Yeah.
I just happened to have a very, very good group of people that I met and sort of played games with. So I kind of want to give a shout out to the people at my Saturday table, Josie, Tom, and Mark, and his daughter Alden, who showed up and to hang out with us. That was very cool. Sweet. And then, of course, I got my Sunday tables, who were a super cool bunch of people, and we had a really, really fun time. That's Sylvia, Sarah, Jay, Michelle, Natalie, Sabrina, and Frank. I had a wonderful time DMing for you guys, and I hope to see you guys there again next year. And I want to give a special shout out to Rob from Fuzzy Tales for that lift back to Queens, because as you know, the best tales are fuzzy. Check out Fuzzy Tales on his social. Thank you all very much. Let's get started.
Yay! Woo, Fuzzy Tales. So we're actually going to be playing Crown and Skull. Crown and Skull is the third creation, right?
Yeah.
Hankren Ferdinand. I think I said the last name completely wrong.
Runehammer Games.
Runehammer. The first was, and Next Card RPG was their first like foray. They did Viking Death Squad. Hardcore 5e was kind of like a remix, it was, you know, a fifth edition. But this is Crown Skull. There's a lot to love in this book and a lot to kind of take away.
Yeah.
But there will be a review coming, and we're going to be playing. So in the book, they actually give you a one shot or a two shot. It's called the Storm Point Asylum Adventure. And the party's going to be playing that. The party's all playing different characters. We have two humans, a frog, and an elf.
I'm an elf.
Because why play like dwarf and stuff like that when you could be a frog? So this, it's a different system. It is still a D20 system, so that's very much normal, but there is no rolling to hit. There's no armor class. Things change. It's a very active game, and I like active games. But like, we've played Viking Death Squad, and we played the Next Card RPG, and we understand the fact that this game, I would say, is the system is more of a medium entry level. Like, maybe your players might have dabbled with tabletop role playing games, and then they would get a hold of this. I like games like this because they're a very rules light system, meaning there's like a lot of room to like expand into.
To be fair, the rules for the players are one page long.
Yes.
So that's pretty dang easy.
Yeah. At the back of the book, there's a cheat sheet. And I gave everyone the cheat sheet, and it was two pages.
Yeah.
The whole like cheat sheet.
Yeah. One actual printed page, 8x11.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
8.5x11. So that's, in my book, that's a good game if all the rules can be simplified onto one page.
Yep. If you like a two page thing to sit in front of you for a while, then there you go.
Yeah. So everyone's playing different, there are no classes. You just kind of build your characters as you play the game. Stick around. And we're going to hop into it. So basically, Storm Point Asylum, the way this game system works is, you know, when we get to the different aspects, we'll go over the rules and kind of talk about what's going on. We're still learning them ourselves. So if we got a few things wrong, please make sure to let us know what we've gotten wrong. And if you like this, go out and check this stuff.
I mean, so far, and get it just for the books. The
books are cool, yeah.
Because the hardcover, cool. Jared's got this dope crimson and gold one.
Yeah,
it's fancy. And even even the gray and light gray
cover
of
the non-fancy
is very cool.
Also fancy.
Gray and silver.
Now, I do have to say, it does say volume one, and I had that question. It says volume one. So I was like, is this going to be more than one volume? Like, is it going to...
If they make, like, an expand...
That's what I'm saying. Like, is it going to expand into, like, volume two? Is
that could be just feature-proofing, but also, I mean, there is, like, how to GM in this. There's, there are monsters in here. It's that fest... You don't have to wait for...
It's a full book.
It's a full book. You don't need anything else to play than this.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, an expansion?
If they did an expansion, it would probably be more monsters or more cool things for players to... Yeah,
item skills. Maybe another...
Or it could be like book. Different, it could be like that, or they can even have a similar book to like that, but different genres.
Oh, like sci-fi. Oh,
yeah. Ooh. So you have to have its own skills and its own weapons and equipment.
Yeah.
And equipment and skills are a really big part of the game.
Mm-hmm.
So I can understand them if they wanted to do like a modern setting, a future setting, a post-apocalyptic setting, Western setting. So that those particular parts of the game, like armor and weapons and how all that functions, will change. What they are, not necessarily what they do.
Mm-hmm. And additionally, a lot of this is lore building. Like, his books are a lot of lore.
Yeah.
So I could see that being also like...
It's a big section of
this,
lore in the
this
game.
This is like the new lore stuff. Your recent deeds have earned noble attention. Lady Wallcrest herself offers an emerald coin to each of you in return for your services as escorts. Her niece, Agni, is to be transported by wagon to the high crags of the Storm Point Asylum. The poor girl's mind erodes by the day. She is to be under constant care, kept in irons, and delivered to the High Alchemist of Storm Point, the Honorable Aramis Fane. Once she is securely housed with the arranged accommodations, payment will be made upon your swift return. The lady also offers a retainer, a man named Harl, as help. Taking the job, you find a girl in a wagon, or better, it should be called a cage of iron bars.
Jesus.
She is crumbled in a nest of blonde hair within, motionless as the crags loom high above the city. So you guys are slowly, you're already in movement.
In transit.
So why don't you guys kind of like explain who you're playing and where your hometown's from, give or take.
All right, so hi, I'm Fabio. I am playing Lovin Gentalnius, the dashing bravura. Lovin Gentalnius once graced the soon defunct legendary military unit, the Gilded Phalanx, with his unforgettable bravado and martial skill, with a wardrobe as striking as his combat. Lovin takes great pride in his appearance, each piece of clothing, weaponry, jewelry is accompanied by a wide tale, often involving exotic lands, beautiful women, and epic battles. I come from the hometown of Rivergate, and I am human. And you see me chilling there, I'm literally like messing with all my bling, making sure everything like looks good, making sure that like I look good. I pull out the little hand mirror. I'm kind of like checking my hair out, and I just go, I give myself a little kiss right in the mirror and I go, damn, I look good.
Just for those at home, if I can do this properly, this is what Fabio looks like.
Huzzah!
Oh, cool.
Damn, it looks cool as shit. That's not fair.
That's not fair.
Don't worry, little one. One of these days, maybe you'll look half as good as I do. You know, if the gods bless you.
I started imagining myself with hair.
Nice.
That'd be weird.
It'd be really weird. We'd have to kill you.
I think that Pirate Eddie Murphy.
You know what?
You got it.
Captain Jack Murphy.
Nice. Captain Jack Murphy.
All right. My name is Jeff. I am playing Sejix Kavul. I am an elven folk, and my hometown is Slimshire. I was a noble elf lord, now an elder blade, in the soon-to-be-defunct military unit, the Gilded Phalanx. To the world, I am a cold, calculating, surly, unromantic elf, but to those that call him friend knows of his woes, a lost love and the burden of his elven responsibilities. All of this drives this old warrior to commit acts of quiet generosity and to be fiercely protective of his friends. He kind of walks with a little bit of a scowl, but you can see a little bit of light in his eyes.
Do it.
And this is Jeff's character. Wow.
I love my character. He looks dope. Sick.
You want to go? Oh, you should probably cover him while he does. Yeah. So go, Zach, go.
Oh, you want me to go? I was going to say
Steve. Well, if Steve's getting his stuff ready, then Steve
can. No, it's all right. He's already ready.
He's
like,
he's the master of the internet.
I got a lot of clicking to do.
He's a tech wizard.
I am playing Harlan Beltios. Known from the formerly defunct, known as the Gilded Quill, was a distinguished member of the now defunct Gilded Phalanx, as Mike and Patriots here. Renowned not only for his sharpshooting prowess, but also for his notoriety as an accomplished poet. Though a warrior at heart, Harlan was perpetually torn, harboring a deep yearning yearning to abandon the battlefield for hallowed halls for the contiguum to master magic. Despite his constant internal struggles, Harlan remains a steadfast friend and ally.
Yeah.
He always wanted to be a wizard, but he chose the blade.
The answer is yes.
Yeah.
And this is what I look like. Apparently, I'm always on fire, because that's what wizards do.
There you go. Wizards are on fire.
Standard wizard practice.
Just on fire.
Just on fire. Yep. You just walk around on fire. Smart.
And I am Carol Yoshi, the Hopping Cavalier. I may be just a kid, but I am a young, spirited frogkin from the outskirts of the Garden Burrow. While a tadpole, my hop pop would entertain me with me and my siblings, my broodmates, with stories of the fabled company of heroes, the Gilded Phalanx. Inspired by such stories, I ventured out, determined to make a name for myself and to bring back the defunct legendary company of heroes. With my quick wit and ironclad chivalric values, I strive to make the world a little better, one adventure at a time. I'm so excited to be here. Get up.
I have one question and one question.
No, I can't grow hair, and we've been over this a bunch of times.
Oh, no, that haunts my nightmares of you with hair. So that we will never touch again. What do you call your father?
My hop pop.
Your hop pop.
My hop pop.
Got it. That's great. I just needed to make sure that's what I heard. Cool.
And this is apparently the remains of the Gilded Phalanx.
Yes. Yeah.
That's it.
Well, the only ones I could find.
Yeah. You found us.
The only ones that matter.
Yeah, we are the best ones.
Yes.
Anybody ever tells you otherwise, let me know. I'll write them down and I'll kill them.
Oh, if I find anyone else, you'll be the first ones to know, I guess.
See? That's how you know we're legends. We're rare.
I mean,
hard to come by.
I guess
you guys, Arcoon, the Gilded Phalanx.
I mean,
Gilded Phalanx.
To be fair, you guys were kind of doing nothing before I happened to show up.
Nothing, plotting, ruminating. All these words end up getting messed up and
you were just
together.
Drunk.
Drinking.
Listen, I am
all
a dessert
part of the
of wine and high spirits, and I like to stay in high spirits, which also means I'm drunk as shit on a regular basis.
All right.
Speaking of which, and like I'm looking for like any wine or anything, but I mean,
I can finish mine in like a hot second. as you guys are going up, Agni, the patient, she's wiry, blonde, very feral. Like you look at her, and she looks like aggressive. Caro, as you're kind of like walking next to the cart. She like shakes the bars, and she's like, "You're all killers too, I swear. I know the type, liars in the skin of angels. I'll escape, you know, escape, and hold your eyes open as I bleed you."
Ooh, I kind of
want to be wonderful. Asleep you'll go, and my appetite's only begun. Asleep you'll go, my appetite's only begun.
So this is like one of those like horror movie children?
Yes.
Is she gonna do that like crazy shaky thing?
Yeah.
I guess I like hop up closest to the closest person, which might be Cedric. I'm just like, why are we escorting her?
because she's clearly not right in the head.
She needs help.
Are we
None
sure?
of you answered this correctly. None of you, neither one of you answered this correctly.
We're getting paid.
Well, we're getting paid. Yes.
That's the answer.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew we were getting paid. I meant like, what? Yeah, but why is she locked up like this? And why is she?
Do you want that out?
You've heard, you heard what she said.
You want her to bleed you dry like he just said she would?
She seems harmless.
I'm 100% sure she's got rabies. Right?
She does not like water.
Yeah, do not let her out. Because she's coming for you first.
If you like, little frog, we can put you in there.
I mean,
her.
I know that there are some cultures that actually cook frog's legs as a delicacy.
Yeah, please. That is an insult to my people. Even though we probably taste delicious.
Frogs are friends, not food.
Frogs are friends, not food.
I rang the bars. I go, you like frog crazy girl? Is that what you like?
She's like, they're delicious. I love them.
See? You want to deal with that?
She looks at you and she just licks her lips. But they're dry and cracked.
How old is she?
Y'all need some Vaseline.
I'm
going to
say she's like 16. They don't say, so I'm just going to make her like 16.
So like middle-aged.
Yeah, middle-aged.
She's around my age.
She's about middle-aged.
She's not wrong.
Yeah, like you guys were, you and Frog, like, so you're like 5, which is middle-aged for frogs, but like she's 16, which is like... Yeah.
Everyone got to cut and die from infections by the time they were 40. So
that's 100% true.
Of course it is.
So as the barred wagon trots up the mountain road, dark clouds gather. The path is narrow, stone-cut roadways with a cliffside drop here and there. Agni stays quiet for a good portion of the road, every so often just to taunt the crew going with you.
Sure.
Then around the tight bend, large rocks have fallen in the way. As Harl steps forward to clear the blockage, he, you know, steps forward with like some pry.
All right, question.
What?
Harl is not Harlan.
It's
no. Two different people.
Yeah.
I was actually going to ask, are other people on this caravan?
Call him Carl.
Yes, Carl.
Carl. Call him Carl.
Carl.
Yeah.
Carl.
Fix.
Carl. Carl is there. Carl, for the best way to look at him, he's kind of like beefy.
Beefy me what now?
And he walks around with like he has like lots of different tools to keep the wagon in check, to keep her chains and manacles. So it looks like he could theoretically be a possible repairman.
Repairman.
Okay.
As Carl steps forward to clear the blockage, a pack of red-eyed road rats leap out from behind some broken stones and attack. So this is our first turn to learn about combat. So what will happen in combat, combat's very simple. Basically, the players will choose, so you guys can discuss what phase you want to go in. There are 5 phases per round, right? Quote unquote round. Phase 1 always goes on phase 1, and phase 5 always goes on phase 5, right?
So it goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is effectively initiative, but you don't roll for initiative. You decide initiative. But we don't know when the monsters go.
When the rats go. Or another important part is when you go down, you have to your next turn to get healed or something to stabilize you. Yeah. So if you're phase 1 and you go down at the end of phase 5, phase 1 rolls up, you're dead.
Oh,
I see. Is it the end or the beginning? I think it's the end, isn't it?
At the end, yeah.
So someone else acting in phase 1 could potentially do something.
Yeah. But if you're the only one acting in phase 1,
you're toast.
You're toast.
Okay.
If you're acting in phase 5 and you go down in phase 5, you have a longer time period to go.
Or even if you're in phase 3 and it's until the end of the phase.
Until the
I believe it's the end of the phase.
Do we get to cajole on this?
Yeah, you can say phases don't change per round.
Right. Like once you're in an initiative that's your order until the end of the combat.
And then you could change the next time initiative takes
every
place.
Every time combat comes up, you can then choose your phase.
Yeah. Except Fabio, who has the impetuous phase floor, which means he has to hop in the mix and he has to always go in either phase 1 or 2.
So there are flaws in the game and they are voluntary, but this is a point buy system, not to go into too much detail. Flaws get you extra points.
Yes. 5 extra points when you build your character.
Yeah.
So you don't have to take a flaw, but it
helps you get a little bit more powerful, but you have some detriment that you have to deal with.
Not all of them are terrible. Some of them are like, drunkard. But it basically says like, you always give into the alcohol. So yeah. if there's like a room full of liquor and a room that has like orphan kids and the building's on fire, you're choosing liquor.
One sip.
Yeah.
Now, if you were smart, you would just hand one bottle to each kid as they walk out. Save the booze. Yes. Save the booze.
So come on, kids. Who wants to help Uncle Lovin?
That's so bad.
Uncle Lovin.
I take it back.
Good night, folks. Name back to Luvin, please.
See what happens when Tina's not here.
This is what happens when Tina's not here.
It's the spirits talking.
Uncle Lovin.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, no.
So basically, now we're going to roll D20, right? Mm-hmm. So the D20 is to see which acts first. Does the party act first or do the rats act first? So it doesn't matter who rolls. There's no bonuses to it. It's just a contested flat roll. It's a flat roll. So I rolled a 17. So whoever wants to roll a D20.
We want to roll low in this instance.
Oh, no? This is to see who goes
two.
All right. Yeah. So rats go, then party goes.
Wait, are you sure?
That's how we choose.
Right. Lowest roll wins. Yeah. All players in GM roll D20.
Oh, two goes.
Everything else seems to be lower.
Sorry, I apologize.
If a player wins, encounter begins on their turn.
Just for a clarification, this is a roll under game, system. So lower rolls are more valuable than higher rolls. Yeah. This is similar to
Dragonbane
and a bunch of other games we've played. Mm-hmm.
So I have to roll 2d4, and a lot of Runehammer's games are based on dice roll timers and stuff like this. Ironically, only I have my 2d4, so this will tell me how many rats show up, so you guys know.
Max rats.
All the rats.
Four rats show up. So I rolled two. I rolled two and two.
Mid rats.
Because you theoretically had an option for 8 rats.
Yeah.
Max rats.
Rats are mid. I know we wanted to have a conversation to see who goes first. Rock, paper, scissors?
You choose your phases. We just choose our phases. It doesn't matter.
Rock, paper, scissors?
Sure.
1, 2, hammer, and I run.
I'm already hopping into the fray. Yeah.
So you're going to go phase one. So on your sheet, you'll see where it says phase one at the top.
You put a little X mark on there.
So you put an X mark.
The box at the top.
Yeah, so you could either choose phase one or phase two. That doesn't stay forever. That's for this combat. So if someone holds up their sheet, I put them in slip covers so that you can do.
It's gonna be too bright with the lights.
Dry erase, fine. So it's you little, could dry erase.
Show?
Yeah,
it's one of these things.
Yeah, slip covers. I suggest that because a lot of this stuff you're marking on and off constantly. You'll get into that, but it made more sense to do it like that.
Dry erase.
Question, is it one person per phase?
Nope. You can have everyone act in phase one too.
Okay. I feel like Karo Yoshi would also hop into it.
You would go early. Yeah, for sure.
So you want to go phase one?
I'll go phase one.
I'm taking phase three.
That's fine.
Because I'm a lot more calculated. According to my character sheet. So like I would probably
see what develops here.
Jeff is phase three. I'm going to go phase three.
And Steve, phase four or five?
I'll go five.
All right. So. A lot of this combat, you can play Theater of the Mind. If you want to use a map, knock yourself out. Movement is only 6 inches.
We're using the Jeff system of measurement.
So if you want to think, the only time you would use the move action, so if you flip it over, Fabio, you'll see all the actions you could do on your turn.
Ooh, actions.
Move is a single act, like that's your turn, that's your whole turn. I'm choosing to move. That's not like, oh, I'm moving behind the table. That's like, I'm leaving the room.
Got it.
That's like a whole, like you're moving.
You're hustling.
Yeah, you're hauling ass. If you're like, okay, my character hops behind the table and then pops out and shoots my crossbow, that is just like an attack.
Short movement. They said, arms length movements, the talking, small things is not considered part of your action.
Yeah.
But full movement is thing.
Yeah.
You can either perform an action, a spell, or an attack.
Yeah.
So action meaning you use a skill. That's a thing.
Or you're like, I'm going to flip a table to give us cover.
Yeah. You can perform an action and move, but you leave yourself vulnerable to attack, which means the next thing that attacks you has +5 to its attack, which means it's harder for you to evade.
That's a very
for the whole round. It's not just the next. I'm sorry. It's not the next attack. It's the whole round.
Yeah.
You are effectively way harder to hit because you're basically sacrificing all defense to do two things.
Yeah,
got it.
So you could attack and move.
Effectively. Or cast a skill and move. Or spell and move.
Spell and attack, yeah. That's a lot.
Spell and move. It's never two actions. Sorry. It's never two movements.
Ooh, consuming edibles takes no time.
Yeah. You could get real high real fast.
Real high real fast.
All right. Okay, so my rats act in... So, phase one and phase three.
Okay.
Just so that you're aware. But you guys have the initiative?
Yes.
So, on phase one... Everyone on phase one goes. So my rats will go. You guys will go. You guys have the initiative. So Lovin and Kero Yoshi, please, what would you guys like to do?
You can go first.
I'm going to try and smash the first rat.
Then turn it into rat paste. All
right. So you roll
down. Some would say 6 inches is a lot.
Some say it's average.
Those who say it's average are liars.
Oh, I saw that and I was not prepared.
Yes. 6 inches is not
prepared. Psychic damage over here.
Yeah.
All right, so attacks, how attacks work is you literally just roll your damage. So on your weapon, whatever it says.
Okay, it says a D10.
All right, so you roll a D10.
Do it. That is a 2. All
right, so their defense is 1. You deal 1 point of damage. So you smack the rat, and this one rat, so we'll call it rat A, takes 1 point of damage because its defense is 1. So defense lowers the amount of damage you deal by 1.
Got it. Your defense is your soak.
Yeah.
You'll soak damage by your
defense. It has a
defense together, right?
Yeah. Plus 6.
Plus 6?
Yeah.
So it's 6 plus your armor. Yes. But the rats have an evade or a defense value.
They do not.
Really?
They have a defense of 1. So that's their defense. So they have... So it soaks 1. If you had done 7, he would have killed it outright.
So I'm just gonna kick them. So I just kicked the rat players.
They work differently than players.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. We talked before, and you said they work the same. That's what I was.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. So you kind of like smash, and the rat skitters to the side. Mm-hmm.
Could you,
Kero Yoshi,
quickly describe the surrounding area?
All right. So you run up. There's a bunch of like these large, York City style rats.
Kero was probably riding feral. On top of the cart because hopping was probably slowing everyone down.
So they're feral, just big ass rats, and they look like they're gonna attack.
I try to coax the rats.
Yeah, and they hopped out of like a bush or something?
No, there was where you guys are, they leap from broken stones and attack. So, you remember Bram Stoker's Dracula?
Yes.
Like they're going up the mountainside?
Gotcha. Yes.
Okay. That's what you guys are going up, mountainside.
They're on like a road on a mountainside and they just start...
And then popping out of like
stones. Yeah. Well, because there was a bunch of big stones popping blocking the road. Yeah. So they're just sort of
popping out of the ground like daisies or something.
Yeah.
Sure. So Kero hops down from the top of the carriage, sword drawn, and lands next to Lovin to and just slashes out quickly at 2 rats. Yeah.
So he has an ability, a core ability. Not everyone has a core ability. His core ability says whenever he makes a single attack, he can attack 2 close foes.
Yep. Ooh, nice.
Yep. I only do 2 damage though.
Cleave.
On both of them.
On both. Yeah. So how? So it's 2.
I get 1. It's 2 foes, single damage roll.
So you rolled what number?
I rolled a 2.
Oh, so he does
2 damage to 2.
So he does 1 and a 1. So you smash.
Yeah.
And then they go. So they have their tactics, right? So their tactics, I roll a d6. So that's how these enemies work. It gives me.
It's 2 damage.
Yeah, yeah.
But they have a defense of 1.
Oh.
Yeah, they soak 1.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah. Sorry.
I rolled a 3. So this will tell me bite 2 saw-like teeth clamped down. Basic attrition. So. I rolled a 3, so both of those that you guys were near, one will bite at you, Kiroki, and the other will bite at you. They rolled 3. Okay. So now this is how defense works on your end. You roll a d20. If you roll under your score, unless you have evasion.
Oh, I can use evade instead of defense?
Yeah.
You can choose, yes.
All right. I would like to use evade because it's a little higher.
So evade is a skill? You have to take skills when you make a character. Defense, everyone has defense.
Everyone has defense.
Of course, I start rolling well because we're in a system that's
under. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Nat 20 is a
great. You have any nat 20s in the world today? Like right. 7.
So it hits. Yes. So both of those hit. Now, basic attrition means you choose a... is this item?
Do we choose or is it random?
No, it's basic. Cross off any one equipment or skill. So it is your choice.
Okay.
any one of your equipment, and then you could say like, oh, it fell out of my pocket, I dropped it. If you cross off armor, the armor is broken and you need to repair it.
Okay. Torches.
Boom. So as you dodge, your torch kind of fell out of your pack.
He just gnawed on it. Like, yeah. What the fuck is eating my torches?
As I land and slash into them, they bite back and get a nice chunk out of my shoulder, which isn't very protected.
It's froggy.
Yeah.
So you're choosing?
I'm losing climber.
Ah. I. Phase two, nothing happens. Phase three, two.
Well, I go before
you
the rats,
go before
right?
the rats. Yeah. All right.
Excellent. All right. I'm going to whack at one. I'm going to whack at the one that bit Frogman.
Got it.
So I just roll damage, correct?
Roll damage. Yep. That's it.
Yay!
What's with the fucking twos? Everything's two damage. Two.
All right, so it takes one.
But I
so
reduced their armor by one.
So
also.
You did reduce their armor, which is their
but
defense.
But that doesn't add to the damage now.
No.
That
no,
just later. Reduces their
so
one.
So that one is at a defense of zero.
Right. Stupid twos.
So it's
we all roll twos.
Yeah, this is rough.
And you have the biggest die.
Yo, right. I was like, word. I bet.
All right, so that rat's going to bite back at you because it goes on phase three. The rat runs and jumps, changing targets. All right, it's scrambled. Oh. So
okay.
you, the one that was near you.
That's perfectly fine.
Decides
man.
To change targets.
No!
Sure.
Scramble, man. Phase four, no one. Phase five, Steve.
Right, so what happens? Did it attack me?
No.
Mm. Oh, it changed his mind.
It ran away.
It ran away.
That's a scary move he just said it did.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Even better.
So it decided it wasn't worth it.
The target.
Yeah. Okay, so I stare at
the target to me?
It changes his target.
Okay.
But that's his action for the round.
I don't have any indication of who's changing the target to.
No, it just jumped away from Jeff.
Oh, okay.
We don't know because it hasn't attacked anybody else yet. That's its move is actually to...
All right, it's one of the fresh ones since they attacked one each. Well, you attack two... You attack one, you attack the same one.
Yes.
So I'm going to attack one of the ones that are kind of like starting to barrel in.
Yeah.
And I'm going to use my core ability, Uncanny Shot. I'm going to roll with an extra damage die, and I ignore one defense when I'm using a ranged weapon. So I'm pulling out my bow.
Sick.
Just staying in the back. Thunk. And I roll seven, and it hits a minus one on its defense.
Yeah.
Was it a five and a two?
So he just nails a rat to the floor.
Was it a five and a two?
Yeah.
Four and a three.
Oh, because everyone's rolling a two so far.
No twos for me.
It pops right in and kills that rat.
Beautiful.
So you guys only have three rats left to do it.
Sweet.
That's the end of the round.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, top of the round, phase one goes. Fabio and Zach.
Yeah. And I look at Harlan, good one.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, let's see if it's hammer time. And I try to smash one again.
Stop. Hammer time. Eight.
It's dead. Now, Fabio's weapon actually has...
Smash!
It explodes.
Not only is it dead, it's stunned, too.
Yeah. So Fabio has...
Wow!
Fabio has
his
stun
weapon
ability.
Has, if he rolls higher than a seven, he gets to roll 1d6, and he stuns that enemy for that many
it's
phases.
Stunned.
Except for four phases.
Wow!
No, it's
dead and stunned.
Forever.
I just wick it off, and I look at...
Karoyoshi.
And I go, take note, watch, do it.
Right,
and like, I smack him on the back real quick, like, go.
And I'm like, yeah. And then I just do the same thing as before, like, back and forth, just like hitting them because I can't smash them like he can.
Hits them with the flat of his blade.
Yeah, no. God damn it, two again.
Well, at least one of them takes two because I lowered its defense.
Yeah, so one takes two, so it's dead.
Yeah,
sweet.
And the other one takes another one and still up at one.
Yeah, that makes
but
sense.
But it goes.
Dang it. I got one.
You got greedy.
I got one. Hey, listen. I'm quick enough to get two.
All right, watch out. It's going to bite you.
Scramble. It changes its target.
Yay, scramble,
so
man.
So it's going to target... Steve,
you got you just
Steve's
got
character
the
scram- is the most
this is the scrambliest one out of
they're
all
just shady
of them.
As all hell.
That's
all
right. It.
Phase one is over. Phase two, nothing happens.
So
phase three.
All right, I'm up. I'm going to hit a different one than I hit before.
There's only one. Only one left, and the one running after Steve.
All right, so I will hit that one. Worse than a two. One. So no damage, right?
It's, it soaks one, but now it drops to zero. It's
very scrambly.
And it's very scrambly.
That's fine.
Phase three goes. It's going to attack Steve. Mm-hmm. It's going to lunge at him. And it rolled a two. It's going to bite. So are you rolling defense or are you rolling evade?
I rolled a two.
Yay!
My defense is a nine.
So, whoosh. So he's like, nope, not today, Zan. And then it's your go.
Oh, I want to use magic. I want to blow stuff up.
So I'll take a short dash back so I have some space. And I will just shoot it in the face. Because that's the thing I could do.
In the fudge.
To say four and three. Seven.
This day. Shoot him in the fudge. All right, the rat goes down.
To be fair, I guess four damage every round isn't bad. It's just
it's not bad.
We do things.
So the rat goes down, and the party, you are victorious. If you've taken any kind of attrition, someone with the repair skill, my guy Carl has repair, so he can repair someone's stuff. They kind of give you a guy who can, like, it's like if they're missing a skill or something, he could kind of handle it.
I lost torches. And I look, was it Harlan? Carl?
Carl?
Carl.
I go, Carl! Carl!
Pick up the torches.
My torches, can you grab those, please? Thank you. You're the best, Carl.
So he's able to do that, and let's see.
You lost a skill, right?
If my arm is, if my non-dominant arm has been dislocated. They were holding on to it.
I got medicine.
Would you like to try and help?
That
me?
I will try. One to help big him. Rat was really holding on to me. I can't really move my arm.
So you're looking to roll under.
Okay, got to roll under an 11.
Whew,
three.
Sorry.
Yo, and it was like sitting on 60 to win.
I watched it.
So he pops your frog arm back in.
On three, I don't look at you. Okay, one click.
One click.
See, now you're good.
As
I give him some liquid to sip.
As you get your arm popped in and you're like kind of
handle
concerned. You look up and you could see Agni is just kind of giggling at your pain. And she's also licking the blood off of the squashed rat off the bars. She's like a lollipop, like, nah.
That bitch definitely has rabies.
Yeah. Miss Agni, that's not sanitary in the least bit. You might actually die from that.
I look at Sage and I was like, can we put like a blanket over here or something like that? Like
a bird?
Yeah.
I'm not opposed to such a thing, but...
Well, she doesn't have a muzzle.
Looking at my inventory...
There is no blanket.
I have no blankets.
Well, some things are in your... Like, some things, like... You could be like, I have a flask of booze, and that probably wouldn't take up inventory space.
Right.
All my characters always have liquor.
So, like, you could have, like, a bottle of wine, which wouldn't take up inventory unless it did something. Like, it was like, oh, a healing potion. Or it was, like, a super rare bottle of wine. Then, like, you would put that in your inventory.
Get it.
So after a few more hours, during the hours, it does say like if there were more extensive because you have 2d4 rats, so theoretically 8 rats could have come out.
Yeah, right,
and that would be and you see how fast combat can quickly like sway.
Yeah,
right. You know, doing 2 points damage sucks. Doing 8, you're like, all right, well, I fucking killed the rat in like one swing. So like, things change very quickly. It does say I could give you down like a short rest. So you guys would be able to heal back. On short rest, you're able to heal back one skill, or if someone has the ability, they can heal an equipment. So if you have like a team of people who can repair and have medicine, you could probably heal back two and two.
Mm-hmm.
But after hours of Agni's murderous ramblings, gathering weather, and a precarious mountain road, you finally gain a view of the asylum. It's an imposing structure with gigantic Gothic roof gables, oversized iron doors, and barred windows. Gargoyles crouch at every corner. The dizzying peaks of the storm keeps make an imposing backdrop. After a wait in the worsening rain, the headmaster, Aramis Fane, appears and ushers you into the main courtyard. The wagon halts. Carl looks nervous, eager to leave. Fane approaches, clad in linen coat and surgeon cloth gloves. We've sheltered for her, poor trouble Agni. She'll be in good here hands. The letters will give Lady Wallcrest the assurance she needs. As Aramis works, the rain outside escalates to hammering hailstones. As you guys are kind of like waiting in the foyer of this like area, the main entranceway, Aramis is working on like handing out paperwork. You could see he's logging her in. Some of the, what do you call those? The orderlies, you know, take her away.
Do they have a pamphlet?
They do not.
Oh. Are there any mints?
It's disorderlies. Mints.
It's disorderlies.
I was just wondering.
Do you remember that movie with the fat boys? Yep. Disorderlies?
I don't know. Everyone knows about this place. I've never heard of it. Word's got to get around somewhere.
Thank you for the subscription.
Thank you.
What up? I don't want to say anything. Jared was narrating.
Red XK.
All right.
So you guys have some time, like you guys are hanging out in the thing, and at this point, hail is now coming down. Like it's very
bad weather.
It's bad weather. Yeah. So Aramis is working. Yeah.
So Carl, should we wait to go back? Right. That's what's essentially happening now.
Carl's like, oh, we can kind of make it. It's not that bad. The roads, you know, are well traveled. A split second later, after Carl says that, a chaotic explosion of boulders and rushing water crashes through the western wall, bringing stonework and glass and wooden timbers down in a roar. Then all is dark and quiet. You are pinned in the boulder, soaking wet. A squeaking and paddling of tiny feet breaks the silence, the rain finally slowing. What will you do? Rubble, ruins, and rats. A landslide has exploded into, basically, remember how like I was like, it's mountainside?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, a landslide happened.
Sure.
Destroying like half the building.
That's fine.
Shit.
Oh, like half the building. I was like, I have mending. No, it's like,
no, like, yeah, like yeah, you yeah. guys are literally,
yeah, you don't got that point, kind of mending.
At this point, like, guess I'll die. Western, like, there's no.
The western wall of this area has exploded with rocks and rubble and water.
Thank God we're going east.
Could I attempt to make a skill check to see if maybe this is magic induced?
Sure. Make a magic check.
Where's my number? Rolled a. This is the good time to roll. Well, I rolled higher than my skills, so no.
You don't sense it's magical.
Okay.
Can I pull people out the river?
Well, it's just you guys.
Oh, okay.
And Carl.
Can we free ourselves?
You
is
guys
Carl
are,
okay?
You guys are. Yeah. Carl says, Aramis is nowhere to be seen, but a muffled voice comes from somewhere below you guys.
Is Aramis the doctor?
My new friends! Is anyone alive up there?
Right, and I go. Yeah, who's down there? Is that Aramis? Aramis? Is that him? Who's that?
You, and that's all you hear.
Who are you?
Remember, this is an asylum. There could be some crazies in here.
All right, hammer out.
Well, we can't just, like, bash their heads in. You're the gilded phalanx. You can't do that.
Well, I'm not going to kill them. I'm just keeping myself prepared. I'm not going to let a crazy bite me, especially that one with the crazy eyes.
She's already gone. She's upstairs somewhere.
Yeah, you know who I'm talking about.
Everyone choose a phase.
Oh, God.
A phase?
Yes.
One.
Maybe I'll go two this time.
In two rounds, you know that you generally see that this will completely collapse.
Mm-hmm. The building?
No, the area you're in. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like slide off the cliff? Jesus. Or whatever.
I'll go a little faster than I did last time.
Jesus.
Okay. Crocus.
So, question. The person you said was below us, right?
Yeah, you heard a mumbling voice below you.
They have a basement?
Possibly.
That's where they keep the really crazy people.
Oh, man. Put them in a hole.
I start hopping towards the more structurally sound.
Well, we're in phases, right?
Oh. Are we going in phases, or are we...
It literally says choose a phase.
All right.
Never mind. So,
the boulders all around our hero shift with rubble. In two rounds, a complete collapse, it will happen. Have your players choose a phase immediately. Phase one begins when, you know, you guys have chosen.
Okay.
I took three again.
I bumped up to three this time.
Two. One.
One.
Cool. Rats! Okay. Rats start to scurry out of the walls.
More rats.
Decades of rats' nests are unleashed when the asylum walls are crushed, releasing colonies of nasty little critters.
Oh, these are small rats.
But hopefully they're running in panic because of the crazy storms and stuff like that.
Free from the...
something that cost it.
So I get to roll a number of rats.
More 5D100.
2D4.
Yeah, right? 5D100s.
So, heroes can spot or reveal a passage out from this area through investigation or muscle. Ooh. Muscle to move, investigation to look for a safe passage.
Got it.
But you are dealing with four rats again.
Got it.
Rats go on phase one and phase three. But in two phases,
this whole place
two rounds. So two full phases, this place is collapsing.
Got it.
And then we could play Slay the Spire if everyone dies.
Cool. Yeah. Sounds fun.
A rock full. Everybody dies.
That's literally what's happening.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So what? Phase one. Right. Move or muscle. I can move this rock aside.
I will try the muscle because I have that.
So you are going to start to like torse rocks out the way to like clear.
So, that is your action for the turn.
Got it.
Just to let you know, I wasn't sure if you.
I'm aware. I understand.
Just like, also to let people at home know, like using a skill. Is your action for the turn?
Yeah.
Got it. So, can I yell to the voices? Get out of there! The floor's gonna fall! 11. It's below.
Is it below?
It's over. My thing is 10.
Oh, sorry. 11. Everyone has a hero coin. Hero coins allow you to reroll. Everyone has one. You could share them independently. The only way to get them back...
5.
There you go.
Cool shit. I'll use mine.
Is to do cool shit. So, McLovin over here...
And just, I hurl a rock at the rats.
You hurl it out the way. Some of the rats scatter. Some of them spot you with their ratty, beady eyes.
Makes sense.
And one, they will jump out the way, scatter. Because they had tactics.
They see me hurling rocks. They're like, they're messing with me.
Phase two.
Nice. Kiro will...
So if you move, it will get you out the room.
Yes, I am actually going to move.
Okay.
I'm going to hurry to perform an action and move. So I'm actually going to, using my frog legs, jump out of the room.
Okay.
As far as I can, but throw behind my rope holding one end. That way I can pull anyone if necessary. That's why I'm using the... 2-action 1. Leaving myself open in order to help anyone if they need it.
Okay.
Do you want me to roll jump or do you want me to just say I moved?
You just move.
Okay, cool. There we go. I hop on out of the room.
The jump is just your aesthetic of movement.
Pull. All right.
It's your hop movement.
My hop
movement.
My hop.
He is the hopping cavalier.
So hop is short.
Yeah.
Short movement.
Yeah.
Jump is long movement.
Yeah.
Hop jump.
Yeah.
You got a double jump.
Phase three,
which is
that's us.
You and I. Yeah.
And then the rats.
I'm not gonna lie, this.
All right. Well.
So just to clarify, before anyone in this phase does anything, the fact that there's now a place that is visible that we can escape from. I was going to roll investigation, but it's no longer necessary. Okay. Just one person needed to find something using one of those two skills.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh. All
right.
Right?
This is very tasty. Christmassy.
Right?
Yeah.
That was the plan.
And it's not...
It tastes like a tree or...
No,
like warm and fuzzy.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Like it has like scent, like you could taste the scent spices and then like the smell is nice and then like it's... Like it's not like, it's
drops to mix.
It's like the other one was spicy and heavy.
It's lighter
than much light area. Yeah. Yes, it's much area than the other one. Like the other one was spicy because of its spice and the heavy fruitful flavor. This one's much lighter.
Much like wines where reds are a bit fuller in flavor. The same was with this mead, where the berries gave it more.
It's got more body.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's body. That's it. Or,
but this one is refreshing.
If you were to do this, it's got legs. The red one had more legs than this.
I don't know. Every time someone uses words to describe
liquor,
like wine, more like wine, not necessarily all liquor, like the body. I always think of the 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 no the Rocky one the body it's like every time I speak it
hit him in the
nice punch him in the liver.
My body, my weak point.
And we've come full circle.
Yay. Yep.
So if you're not doing anything in particular, I'm just going to walk out that door.
Yeah, I'm going to use my movement.
I'm going to use my movement.
Safer space.
Okay, yep. So they move out. The rats! Three. One rat will attack Lovin.
Go for it.
Because you're the only one in the room, it literally says. This is strange because... conceptually, rats will not pursue if heroes escape. They will simply scatter. So you guys are escaping.
So then maybe
so the question is, it's your call of like,
yeah.
Could we pull him out as we're escaping, or as we majority
like because
escaping?
The majority is escaping.
Is do it I, count?
Do I make all the rats just maul you to death?
Go for it.
And then, like, you understand what I'm saying? Like, yeah. It logically. Like,
I mean, we're having to pass him because he discovered the entrance. We have to pass.
Yeah.
Lovin. Sorry, I'm McLovin over here. We had to pass McLovin to get out.
Yeah.
One of us could grab him.
Theoretically, you could do the
and he's not
going to
resist us leaving.
And that's why I threw the rope behind.
Well, there's also a rope there that you can grab.
I'll say you can leave this room.
Yeah.
All right.
We've laid the foundation for
someone roll a D4.
You got it.
It's a race.
Four.
70 rats pursue us.
Oh, no.
All of them.
I meant 2d4. So 4 and...
3.
There you go.
Because I rolled the same time you rolled.
4 and 3, 7.
Yeah, 4 and 7.
Or 4 and 3 if you need 2 separate
7
rats. More rats fill up!
We're rolling craps tonight.
Right? Let them come.
I feel weird. I'm using my good dice, and my good dice have been rolling high, and I'm like,
not good.
I like my good dice.
So, the castle ruins, the towering roofs and gargoyles, capped walls of Stormpoint have crumbled inward in a landslide here. Shattering glass, stained glass, broken columns, and blocks of stone make every move treacherous. Groups of long-hidden rats run about, and Agni, you notice the cage has been shattered.
Fuck, the crazy bitch is out.
The crazy bitch is out.
Is it our problem?
Yes.
Dang it.
So you guys rolled, and it's two random charts, location and encounter. So the encounter can happen, and location happens. The chapel. You climb over broken stones to find a towering altar of dark red wood. A venerated wolf skull adorns the heights. Two cryptic murals have survived the collapse, showing disturbing events and scenes. But what really catches your eyes is you notice Agni, the mad homicidal girl, is climbing, darting, and slashing like a monster as she makes her way through the chapel.
What's
so she's killing people?
She's just mauling people.
Whoa,
as she makes
what,
it.
Oh, no.
Oh, so there were people in here.
Well, it looked like there might have been a person in here.
Yeah, but what is
like
this deranged...
Can I hurl my hammer at it?
What is this ghost?
Is she within range here? Of, like, a spell?
No, she is, like... She, like... So you walked in.
I will
you
definitely
see her
sit there.
Stab someone? And she goes, meh! And then just leaves. Oh!
I will definitely, if you let me, I will definitely set a bitch on fire.
I want to hurl the hammer
just
at
dips.
It.
I
will
she
allow
dips
it.
As you run in. As you, like, run in, she just goes, meh! And that's
just,
it.
Just disappears.
And then jumps behind some, like, you could see, like, you know, the pews start to move as she's, like, like, she drops to all fours. And then does that like weird spider girl thing and leaves.
Oh, I mean, Lord. I don't mind helping the people that are here that seem innocent, quote unquote. But why are we still here?
You're trying to find your way out.
We could just go out the hole in the wall.
No, the landslide collapsed a lot of this.
I had to find a way in. That's why we can't go out that way.
Yeah.
Okay. The opposite direction, right?
Well, I moved it and found this only path.
Yeah. Why is this the only
thing? Is there a window in
this?
This
is a culty-ass church if I've ever seen one.
I agree.
It did collapse.
Why is there... What is that house?
Wolf head?
Yeah.
I don't have any
religion check?
That.
Yeah, dogs eat frogs. I'm not...
Faith. It's faith. But yes, you could if someone had it.
I don't have
faith.
Faith. Faith?
Yeah. Two cryptic murals have survived the collapse, showing disturbing scenes.
I mean, can I roll?
Disturbing scenes of what?
Or just six.
We don't even understand it.
The scenes kind of show, like, it. Like one shows, like, wolves running down, like, a peasant person.
Okay.
And they're chasing. And then the other shows a scene of like a woman with her arm, like naked woman with her arms outstretched, and the wolves are laying down in front of her. But she's like naked, but like it looks like they drew like cuts on her body. Ooh. Like, you know, like the
stigmata.
Like, we're in a cult.
Like, kind of like weird stigmata.
We deliver her to a cult.
I'm gonna roll anyway.
Okay, so like I like
faith.
Yeah, so, I don't have.
So burn it all down. Is that what we're doing? Anyway.
I rolled a six.
All right. So it's weird.
Yeah, that no, it's
a,
weird.
There's a chapel in here is like the strangest part. Like, this cult is supposed to be like this doesn't make sense.
This is supposed to be a psych ward.
Yeah.
Cult.
Yeah.
Nothing I have seen has derived me from the fact that we're in a cult right now.
Yeah. I agree with Harlan. We need to definitely get out of here.
Yeah, let's just take Carl and dip, honestly.
Carl, you good? How's Carl looking?
Carl's not here.
What do you mean? He was just with us.
He was with us before.
He got separated.
How?
The landslide.
At what point I thought when the landslide happened, he was with us.
No. Maybe it separated you. Sorry.
He said what he said, then the landslide happened.
Then the landslide happened. Yeah.
We
were not there with him at that point.
No, we were, but he got so.
He got some.
I was talking to Carl, and we were talking to Carl, and I was like, hey, can we get out? He goes, no, we'll be all right. It's not that bad.
Landslide.
So at that point, we all dig ourselves out, and then rats come.
Yeah, but the moment the landslide happened, we were not with Carl.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. You heard mumble voices underneath you, but you didn't. It wasn't Carl. Like, the voices were different than you.
Oh, yeah, we would know what Carl would sound like, I would imagine.
Yeah. All right, we got to find Carl and get out of here.
Cleanse my palate.
I'm going to look back down that hole. Carl, you good?
You don't hear him.
Damn it. It's not over there.
What was the doctor's name?
Aramis Fane. Dr. Fane.
Yeah, that sounds like an evil name. Dr. Fane. That sounds like an evil name. Why did we come here?
To drop off the crazy bitch that is stabbing people and now running around loose.
Stabbing people.
Stabbing people.
Can I make a streetwise check to see maybe if I've heard other people mention this name before?
Fane?
Yes, this Aramis, like,
yes, you have.
Can I make a streetwise check?
You can make a streetwise check to see if you know more of, like...
I mean, it just may not be a place where I've heard the name.
Yeah.
So, I'll just roll it anyway.
Hey!
Four!
That's good.
And my streetwise is eight, so I succeed.
Wow.
Four it is. I mean, it may succeed in telling me that you know for a fact you've never heard this person's name.
Yeah, of course.
That's also a possibility.
Actually, so in your dealings with, like, the lower people... of Rivergate, you guys are all coming out of Rivergate,
right?
Your hometown is
my hometown.
Yeah, you guys aren't. Rivergate is like the larger port city, so that's where like a lot
that
of
are
things,
all of our hometowns.
No. Where you and him were born in there.
Okay,
but you guys are all from Rivergate, meaning like they moved to Rivergate.
That's where the
guys
are.
That's where we originate from. As a party,
your hometown's Rivergate, right?
Yeah.
So hometown. Also where we work out of.
Yes.
Got it.
Like, you know, it's like if I move to Texas for my job. Yes. I'm from New York, but I live in Texas. Cedric, your dealings with like the underworld, the streets, you've started to hear more and more people, like the guards, taking people up here. But only like it's not like not coming from a place of like, oh, he wasn't feeling good and he went to the asylum. It's more of like, oh, he got caught stealing, they sent him to the asylum.
Oh, so this place is like Arkham.
Yeah, more or less like Arkham. And they're not sending like a general thief. It's like that guy likes to
Which Arkham though?
Like Arkham Asylum.
Batman. Massachusetts, no, where Cthulhu shit happened.
Batman. So,
the answer is yes.
Yes. So it's not like oh, he stole a pocket watch. It's like, oh, he stole that guy's like heart.
Identity.
He took his spleen. Like Jack the Ripper would be sent here.
So they're not taking like minor offenders to hear all of a sudden.
No.
They're taking like some the craziest people.
Arkham
here.
Asylum.
Okay. So my
but
first
But that also makes sense.
My first is
no.
No. Okay.
No, not in that sense. Like this to be sent to an asylum, you have to come from wealth. You have to understand the time period, right?
Right.
Or the conceptual fantasy medieval time period. An asylum is for the wealthy, for their people to go to be helped.
Right.
These are crazies that would be sent to, like, a jail asylum.
So this is not normal.
Like somebody in the basement who would say, hi, my new friends.
Yeah.
That's fucking nuts, because yes. You don't know us. You don't know me.
Maybe
I didn't know I'm a friend. Maybe I came here to eat you, too.
Yeah.
Everybody.
You don't know.
Maybe like, I missed this right? In the opening, but what was the relation of Agni to whoever?
Lady Wallcrest?
Yeah.
This is her niece.
Oh, her niece. I thought it was her daughter.
His niece. That's what you said.
I'll believe you. No. It's cool.
Hadora's yeah, no, list. I'll believe you.
I missed that part.
Lady Pearl says herself offers an emerald coin, each of you, her niece Agni.
Gotcha. Okay.
I knock an arrow and he goes, I'm finding Fane. And I start walking.
Awesome. Thanks that everybody who stayed awesome. This whole time.
Yay. Yeah, that was a rough one. Thank you very much to everyone hanging out with us. And never forget, we are Nothing Ventured, Nothing Game. We love rolling dice, giving advice with a little bit of that New York spice. Good luck, Tina.
Peace.
Good luck, Tina.